This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Construction has been recently completed for the replacement of the DNR Mercer Ranger Station. They invite you out to their open house on Tuesday the 29th from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., where you can stop by to see the new station and meet the local staff. Once again, that's this Tuesday, October 29th, from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. to see the new Mercer Ranger Station. Then, Wednesday the 30th in Ashland, the Sandbar is having their Halloween Bingo Night. This is taking place from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and bingo cards are $2 each. If you come in costume, you get a free card. They play 5 to 7 rounds with drink specials, fun prizes, and lots of Halloween fun. They also invite you to come early for a bite to eat. Once again, this is Wednesday, October 30th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Sandbar in Ashland. In the past 7 days alone, there have been 70 wildfires across Wisconsin, with 27 of them starting because of improper equipment use. The Wisconsin DNR would like to remind you not to be lulled into complacency by the recent light rainfall. It is still dry, and they are still seeing high and very high fire danger across the entire state. You can help prevent wildfires by securing dragging parts and trailer chains to avoid creating sparks while driving, avoiding operating vehicles on dry grass, checking your tire pressure for exposed rims, maintaining brakes and other high wear components to prevent metal-on-metal contact, operating equipment, chainsaws, off-road vehicles, lawnmowers, etc., early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours. But we do understand that sometimes that just isn't possible due to conflicting schedules or just what you happen to be doing during the day. So we also do ask that you just maintain constant vigilance and have a source of water nearby or an extinguisher in the event that a spark does happen to set a fire off. I'm also Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. On this last weekend before Halloween, you'll have several good thrillers to choose from, including a couple new releases. Let's start with Conclave, a murder mystery set in the Vatican, when the church hierarchy gathers to select the new pope. The film stars Ralph Fiennes and is pulling a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's rated PG. I didn't think they made PG films anymore. And if you're in the mood for a sci-fi Marvel film, check out Venom: The Last Dance, starring Tom Hardy. This is the final film in the Venom trilogy, but beware, it has not been made available to critics before opening night. There are also a host of scary flicks still in the theaters, including Smile 2, Terrifier 3, and Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. And if you're lucky enough to live in a city showing the animated Memoir of a Snail, it might be worth a look. Although animated, it is rated R and is considered an Oscar contender for Best Animated Feature. Memoir of a Snail is currently pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar predictions nominations for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season 2 of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season 2 will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife, and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season 1, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 62 this afternoon. There will be a few scattered showers late this afternoon into this evening, and then we will clear out after midnight tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 54. The weekend, pleasant with sunshine and highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.